A federal judge in California is expected to issue a ruling soon on a request by civil rights groups to temporarily block the effects of Proposition 209. The initiative bans preferences based on race or sex in government hiring, contracting, and public education. It was overwhelmingly approved by California voters on November 5th. Since then, city governments have been looking for ways to comply with the new law, and supporters of Prop 209 say they are watching to make sure that no one tries to circumvent it. From San Francisco, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The largest cities in Northern California, San Jose, San Francisco, and Oakland, have all been trying to correct past discrimination against women and minorities, especially in awarding city contracts. But the passage of Proposition 209 leaves them in a quandary, says Samir Asher, a staff attorney with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights.
Local governments and state agencies are caught in a bind. They're obligated to eradicate discrimination under the 14th Amendment to the federal Constitution. But if they use affirmative action, then the proponents of CCRI will sue them under the state constitution. So at this point, agencies and localities are confused about what federal and state law requires of them.
Some cities are apparently trying to skirt Prop 209. In San Jose, the city council recently revamped its program for giving preferences to women and minority-owned businesses. First, it renamed its Office of Affirmative Action to Office of Equality Assurance. Then, noting that Prop 209 says there shouldn't be discrimination of any kind, the council is requiring contractors to prove that they are not discriminating, but specifically against women and minority subcontractors. San Jose City Attorney Joan Gallo says the council is trying to prevent a return to the days when city contracts were disproportionately awarded to firms owned by white men.
I think we still have an obligation and a commitment as a city to see that there is no discrimination. I don't believe that 209 in any way was intended to say that you go back to the discrimination that existed before there were programs. All we're doing is seeking evidence that there is no discrimination in the subcontracting of those contracts which involve our funds.
But the supporters of Prop 209 say the San Jose City Council's action directly violates the new law. Robert Corey is a staff attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation, which has filed suit in state courts seeking the immediate enforcement of Prop 209.
What they're doing is if a contractor does not give a certain percentage of their contracts to subcontractors run by minorities or women, then their bids are going to be rejected. That's an outright preference. And the people of the state of California have already declared that they don't want it.
Officials in San Francisco are taking a different and less subtle approach. They contend that Prop 209 is superseded by federal anti-discrimination laws. Scott Emblidge, San Francisco's deputy city attorney, says federal courts have already approved the city's affirmative action practices.
Therefore, it is required by federal law that we remedy this history of discrimination. A state constitutional amendment cannot stand in the way of the city's obligation under federal law to remedy a history of discrimination.
But that's shaky legal ground, says Robert Corey of the Pacific Legal Foundation. While proponents of Prop 209 will give cities a couple of weeks maybe to figure out the new law, he says, it's really pretty simple.
We really do want the cities to make good, honest efforts to start treating all people equally. And it's really not that complicated. You know, the other side is going to argue that it's very difficult. They've got to dismantle all these programs. All they have to do is start treating people equally. That's all they have to do. But they should know that we are monitoring their actions. And, you know, we're certainly ready if a city is going to openly defy 209 and they're going to be honest about it. You know, we're going to be there.
The next round in this controversy could happen this week. U.S. District Court Judge Thelton Henderson is promising to rule very soon whether opponents of Prop 209 can temporarily block the new law. I'm Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.